This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's economy shrank earlier this year. CPR's Ben Marcus reports the state was not alone.
But Colorado's decline was about three times greater than the national average. That's thanks to a drop in energy production. State GDP fell 2% in the second quarter. Andrew Friedson is an economist with CU Denver. He says the construction industry has also been particularly hard hit.
People are starting to peel back on longer run investments. That's the more concerning thing.
But Friedson says the slowdown nationwide so far is gradual. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Affordable housing dropped into a neighborhood in Denver over the weekend. A crane set five modular units on a lot in the Globeville, Elyria, Swansea community Saturday. The townhomes are for sale for $180,000. The housing nonprofit Brothers Redevelopment has brought 10 units to the area since 2017. Brothers President Jeff Martinez.
It's been really difficult to get a foothold and secure units that can be placed into an affordable community land trust like this one, but we've still been working at it.
Area residents have to meet certain income criteria before buying a home. Denver's Basic Income Project has given out $1 million to almost 700 people experiencing homelessness in the city. Recipients can spend the money however they wish. The program began accepting applications in November for around 800 spots. They received more than 1,500 applications. Researchers investigating the history of assimilation of indigenous children are processing new images of a boarding school site in western Colorado. They're looking for physical evidence of what happened at the schools a century ago. State archaeologist Holly Norton says they captured LIDAR and infrared images this fall at Fort Lewis in Hesperus.
Those are fancy photographs in different wavelengths that can show us different things about the surface of the earth.
They could reveal human remains like those found at school sites elsewhere in Canada and in the U.S. This is CPR News.